streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest show. We got a great, great show for you tonight. We got my homeboy, Young Greedy, in the building with his daughter in the building. She's going to be talking about her music career, and she's going to be talking about, what she has to bring to the table and the positive things that she's doing in the community as a young lady. So I'm finna to click on the line and see which one is she on. Hey, hey, you're in the building. Is this Greedy's daughter?
Yes.
Hey, hey, how you doing, little lady?
I'm fine.
All right. We just wanted to have you on the show for a little bit just to let people know what you've been into. And I know you got a around Christmas time when I seen you, you had your album with you in a kid's book. So talk a little bit about that.
Okay. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I wanted you to talk a little bit about your book that you be doing and then your fashion stuff that you be into and all the good things that you're doing with your music.
Me and my grandma wrote the book during my vacation to keep me busy. And it's basically it's supposed to be an intro book to the second and third ones we're supposed to be making. It's intro to other ones we're supposed to be making.
Sounds like a winner. Now, let's talk a little bit about your music. How long you been doing your music? And you got your CD out, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, tell the people a little bit about that.
I've been singing since I was 3. And I started taking music classes when I was 5. And we made the CD when we started writing my book.
Sounds like a winner. So how old are you now?
I'm 12.
And what would you like for the young youth to get out of reading your book?
That you can do anything that you put your mind to.
And that's correct. That is definitely correct. So any shout-outs you would like to send out to anybody while you're on the line?
Yes, to my father and my mommy and my grandma.
That sounds like a winner. So have you got your website up yet, or are you still working on that?
We're still working on it.
All right, then. So we just wanted to say we appreciate you coming to the show. And do you have any current events coming up you would like to tell the viewers about?
In July, on the 4th of July, my grandma friend is doing a 4th of July party that I'm supposed to be performing at.
Sounds like a winner. So we definitely want you to have a good time and stay positive and stay focused on the right track and keep doing what you're doing to help other young kids understand that they can do, like you said, anything they want to do and then that they set their mind to. So we want to thank you for coming through for a few minutes just to enlighten people on what you're doing.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a blessing, you know. So you have a good day, and we're going to get into our music segment, and we just want to say keep up the good work that you're doing.
Thank you. You have a great day, too.
All right, then. Have a good night now. All right, we got another caller. Last four digits, 9080. You on the air? What's up, my man, Greedy B?
Man, what's going on, Rob Boy?
Oh, man, it's major, man. We just had your little queen on the line for a few minutes, and she put it out there what she was doing. But my man, Greedy's definitely in the building, man. That was his young queen that was on the line a few minutes ago. But this young man got some great news today, you know what I mean, that he want to share with the world, you know. Go ahead and share that good message today, Greedy, that you got today, man, that you were so excited about.
Man, well, basically, you know, I had made a mistake back sometime in 2014. It was actually Halloween, and I was working that night, and, you know, I had a couple drinks or whatever, and then my ride came and picked me up, and there was a little melee on the street that night that we kind of got caught up in the middle of, and to where there was some pepper spray involved, and I ended up getting a DUI that night helping out somebody driving. So I've been dealing with this for the past 10 months, fighting the case, you know, just, you know, I fully understood that I shouldn't have been behind the steering wheel, you know, driving intoxicated. My alcohol level wasn't that high or whatever. But, you know, I did have a very good reason to be, you know, driving at the moment that I was, you know, so I just been working and taking my classes and doing the stuff with you guys, and I just got all that information to my lawyer, and the lawyer got it to the prosecutor, and finally after, you know, 10 months, they with the help of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, they lowered it down to a reckless driving. So you know, that's a pretty big deal for me because I'm already trying to, you know, get my life together as it is, you know. So that was pretty much what it was.
My man. Well, hey, man, we real proud of you, man, like I said, and we're glad to be part of what you got going on, man, and you're a good guy, man. Like, we all make mistakes, you know. I've been in several shoes myself, you know what I'm saying? But as we both know, God is always great, man, to change that negative to a positive, and that's what he's doing in your life, as he did in mine and many more guys. You're moving forward now, man, and no sooner than you jump off that, man. I told you the sky's the limit, and I meant that. So we moving definitely in that direction now, my man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm actually sitting here right now, going through the music that I can actually contribute to some of the projects that you're working on. I'm looking forward to moving forward. The Streets Don't Love You Back. The next volume, when are we dropping it? July 17th?
Yeah, that's the volume 4, you know what I mean? Yes, indeed.
Yeah, July 17th. So we're going to make sure we go ahead and get the video, the ice cold shot in the next week or so, you know, to add on to the campaign.
That's what's up, man. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we all be in the building, the Heat City be in the building on Sunday. You dig what I'm saying? July 5th. That's our homeless feed day, and the whole team going to be in the building. And we just thank all our volunteers, all the people who donate, all the people who believe in what we're doing to educate our youth to a better life, man. And this is exactly what it's truly all about, you know, because tomorrow ain't promised to none of us. So why not live it the right way instead of tripping? Because, you know, you'd rather go out the righteous than going out, you know, real stupid. So nobody remembers that, you know. You're buried, and that's that. You know what I'm saying?
So right.
We have to leave a mark in history on what we have contributed to history. So this is what I'm thankful to God that he's done did in my life. And me and my wife, we do a lot of great work across the country. And just to let everybody know, our intervention program is in several prisons now. We had a good meeting with the mayor here in our community, and he has endorsed the intervention program as well. So me and my wife is very thrilled about that. We want to thank our Senator Kathleen Miranda for her endorsement, and Snoop Dogg, Mom, Evangelist Beverly Brothers Green, K-Mayor Corporate TV, the City of Rapids, you know, everybody, man, that supports the movement of doing something great for people, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Indeed. So I think my wife is on the phone, Greedy, and she asked you a couple questions. So Greedy's in the building, babe, and I think that page is back up, so you can ask him a few questions.
Did you get your page back up?
I don't know. Well, I got another page. I know that. I don't know if I didn't check it, but I got my backup page that I'm working off of right now.
Okay.
My man.
Good. Yeah, I went back a little while ago when I got home to go reread that post you put up earlier, and I couldn't find it. I'm like, wait a minute, I couldn't even find your page.
I don't know why they're taking my page down. I guess they want to make sure that everybody is exactly who they say they are on Facebook, so can't use any nicknames or anything. So straight
well,
to the government.
Well, that's bogus. There's so many people with nicknames on there. You know?
For real.
Come on. Darn Facebook police.
right. The Facebook police, they're out there.
They're heavy.
So Greedy, I had to get off the call for a minute and get back on, but what happened to Simone? I know we had her on. Did she?
I didn't know. I just called. Yeah. I didn't even know that they had got off the phone already because I wasn't able to make it to the same location that she, you know, she's with her mom right now. So I didn't even know that I had already talked to her and everything. I just called in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we talked to her already. I'm like, what?
Miss
Simone was definitely on time.
Miss Simone for a minute. And you do a lot with your girls and your boys. And Simone was a guest tonight, so let's talk a little bit about Simone. And I have to give you big ups for being a single father and always making time for your kids and showing them that they can succeed. And I've seen that you do a lot of things with Simone, with her singing and her fashion shows and music and different things. Tell us how you feel about doing that and how you kind of got started. I know your mom is a big inspiration.
My mom is definitely the biggest inspiration. And she is who has basically been keeping me motivated. And I know that my children are what keeps her motivated. So basically, ever since my kids were small, I was always known, people say, man, you know, if I show up to the studio, I probably had a car seat with me with Simone in there, you know. And Simone was, basically Simone grew up in the studio. So she would just always like to sing and things like that. So we had ended up doing putting her in the studio one time, and she did real good on the song. We even shot a little video to it, put it on YouTube. And it was just a lot of fun. All our cousins and everybody came out. And then, you know, just for me, I put a lot more into my kid right now, as I had to, you know, fall back from a lot of different people and just fall back from, you know, the different lifestyle that I was living before. And
right.
I just felt like that, you know, the light was in my children, you know what I mean? So
right. Well, and that's your job. You've got to be there for those
kids. I got teenage
kids
now, too, you know. I got teenage
exactly.
kids looking at me like, what am I doing and what is he doing, you know what I mean? So I just, you know, I know I'm not perfect. I'm not the best, you know what I'm saying? But I teach them all the stuff that I'm learning right now in real time, you know, all the positive things that I'm learning. That, you know, they're right there, you know, learning
right.
at the same time, so.
Well, you know, let's go back a little bit too. You didn't have really a father figure, or your dad wasn't in your life, but you had your mom. And so there was a lot of things that you probably didn't even, you know, learn either as a man or from the father that you should have.
Yeah, I probably learned the wrong thing, you know, from the wrong people, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just, but mainly out of, you know, just feeling like, you know, just out of survival, you know what I mean? Like, and when you grow up in certain places, like, you know, where we grew up at, it's just like, it's, you know, people are like pit bulls, you know what I'm saying? Like people want, they smell fear, they wanna growl around you, you know what I'm saying? They wanna try to, you know, put you in a position to where, you know, you just feel unsafe. And I never wanted to feel that way, you know what I'm saying? So I just turned myself into that direction to where I didn't have to feel that way, you know,
mm-hmm.
so I could protect my family and things like that. And, you know, I lost my brother at an early age, you know what I mean? And, you know,
yeah.
you know, he was a drug dealer or whatever at a young age or whatever, but he wasn't early into the violent stuff or the gangbanging or anything like that, but... You know, it just took a while for me to kind of get over that and not stay stuck in that depressed mind state of just feeling like, you know, maybe it, you know, should have been me or like, and he's the first person that I ever even wrote a rap song about. Like when he passed away, that was the first time I wrote a rap song. So, so a lot of my music, even when I do music, when I write music, I don't do it like a lot of party songs or things like that. It's usually a little more darker or aggressive or conscious or something like that. It's, you know, I look at it more as a release, like poetry to me, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah.
I look at it like, well, with my daughter now, I can do things that I didn't have, that I couldn't do with the music before. And just try to have fun with it, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, you stay busy, and I know those kids keep you busy, and you just, like you said, you have to get rid of the negative people in your life, and you have to continue meeting more positive people, and you know, stay on the grind, but it's just in a different way, and doing more positive things, and, you know, you're going to go far.
Right, yeah, and speaking of that, me and my daughter are both releasing websites. Within the next week or so, we'll both have two different sites up. I'll give you the domain names real soon, but they will be up, specializing in music, literature, fashion, and things like that, and just letting everybody know what we're up to, building a brand and staying busy and staying productive.
Okay.
Exactly what's happening, nephew, you know, because like I said, man, I see you had a squad with you, baby, and that's a good thing, man, you know. And it's just amazing, man, how some people, you know, they have children and you don't even know who's who nowadays. You know what I mean? It took me 45 years to meet my brothers and sisters that I never even knew a day of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, so it was amazing to me. And it was on my father's deathbed. You know what I mean? So just imagine that one. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm glad that you keep your kids around you, man, and they know, all of them know each other, man. You know what I mean? And that's something that a lot of people need to start waking up on, man, and start making that happen, man. Because if you don't know who your kin folks is, you know, you could be getting into it with your brother or your sister or anything violent or whatever. You know what I mean? If you don't even know, it's your people. You know, my brothers was in the street like me. My brothers was in the street like me. We just didn't have the same last name, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So my mother was married to my father, and my father wasn't married to none of them. So, I mean, it's just crazy that you grew up in Detroit, almost in the same hood, just five blocks over type thing, and you don't even know your brothers. So it's a crazy thing, man. So I really respect you for that, nephew, you know? You keep the flock together, man.
Man, we're trying, man. Trying. I'm definitely not trying to go backwards no more.
Oh no,
I
man.
Hear that.
I mean, they looking at you now. They know everybody make mistakes, and you let them know that. But now they looking at, okay, Dad, you done made these mistakes. Are you finna correct this thing for all of us, not just you? Are you gonna correct this for all of us? Because they look at you now. You know what I mean? Yeah, and
right.
The girl's getting older, and your boy already 18. So they definitely paying a close eye on what Dad is doing.
Right.
You know, I ain't in that car seat no more, Dad, where you could just say, I don't see too much. No, I'm walking, brother.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're proud of you, nephew, man, and we're going to do a lot of great things, man. So now when do you have to go back and get everything situated? This month?
Yeah, July 22nd. But, you know, even if I don't, my PR already even told me, even if I don't, since I've been doing so well, even if I don't get off probation right now or early release or whatever, he's still going to let me go out of town or do different things as long as it's job related or things of that nature. You know what I mean?
Right. Because I've seen what the letter said, you know, when the prosecutor stipulated in that letter that the only reason I'm doing this is because you've been working with the Streets Don't Love You Back.
Do you see that?
That was awesome.
People got to posted that for people to see how powerful, you know what I'm saying, to see how powerful that is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I posted that
man.
To see how powerful that is, you know. Maybe that's
it is. It's powerful. We're changing life, you know?
Maybe that's the reason why Facebook shut me down.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know, because they be tripping, man, you know. Hey, well, I'm glad I ain't put the other incident up there, nephew, when, you know, I helped the other guy get out, you know what I mean? Dropped his sentence from 5 years to 2.5 years, and he turned around and acted a fool.
He turned around.
You know what I mean?
Did the same.
No, I ain't acting a fool, man. You know what I mean?
No.
I purposely post on Facebook what I'm doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Just to let you, this is what I'm doing right now. This is what I'm doing right now in case Mr. Romero, my PO, is looking at it. Like, look, I'm trying to keep focused.
I'm trying to stay on track.
I'm working. I'm just working. That's it, man. Working. That's stuff.
Right. Well, the best thing you could have ever did, nephew, is when you start working with me and my wife organization. That's the best thing you could ever do.
That's right.
Always know I appreciate that, and I'm not just going to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I work for mine. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, you've been doing that, nephew. That's why I love how you operate, man.
I love what y'all doing genuinely. Like, I wasn't required to work with you guys on probation. This is something that I love what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? This is just something I want to be a part of just to keep me out of trouble. You know what I mean? And even my PO asked me before, like, why are you doing this? Like, why is this guy sending me letters and things like that? I was like, I just want to let you know that what I'm doing with my spare time. I just want to let you know I'm doing something different. You know what I mean? And so now if he sees that email and I even text it to him, then he understands why. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, right.
And apparently, he knows because actually my PO actually spoke up on my behalf too. So he actually contacted them, and that's why it also said in that letter that it would be under his guidance through the remainder of that situation. So they must have already talked about it.
Exactly.
Right.
He
so
knows
you don't
what
get
you're
switched
doing.
Over to nobody else because he know you're already doing great with me and my wife organization, and you already doing great as far as trying to do right, you know what I mean? And he know you completed both our programs, and that's something that wasn't even required to you.
Right,
you just wanted to take that to learn more.
Hey, Rob,
and start getting...
I didn't even know you sent her the video.
I sent that video.
I didn't even
good
know
brother.
You sent her the video.
Man, my wife would tell you, brother, if I get involved with somebody and doing business, she'll tell you I will go all the way for you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, I ain't going to take that for granted. I'm going to tell you right now, man. To me, that was like magic. Shit.
Yeah, I wanted her to see that you received an award from me and my wife. This ain't nothing we just, you know, telling you, ma'am. You know, this is what Greedy's out here really doing. You know, he's coming every first Sunday of every month. You know, he donating, doing his spare time. He's under my mentorship program. I communicate with the young man. And, he's made mistakes. He's from the hood just like me. You know what I mean? But we have to grind our way through life. This ain't nothing that you just jump and say, oh, I ain't finna do no more wrong no more. No, you have to grind your way through not doing that wrong no more. So it's a process, man. And that's what people fail to realize that ain't came from the street world. That thing is a process. You feel me? Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, man, we want to just say thanks on everything, man, that you're doing, nephew, and we're really proud of you, man, and we don't say that, you know, lightly either. We say that strongly, man, because just us meeting you last September led into all this. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Hey, we've been working nonstop, you know, nonstop.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and you realize what you got to change. You realize what you got to work on as a man. So when a man realizes what his falls is and his ups is, he know what he got to work on more to bring his ups up more. You know what I mean? And you know that now, you know?
You know
what you have to focus on, bro. And you got seven piece to focus on, you know what I mean? And you got moms to focus on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Between the seven piece and moms, that's a lot on the plate to focus on. But it's a great, great plate of food to focus on, you feel me? Because everybody's learning. Everybody's getting nourished. And just think, man, you might be on one of these talk shows one day with all seven of your kids, you feel me? Just talking about the struggle, the grind,
mm-hmm.
and how you was out there doing wrong and how you didn't want your children to end up that way, and all of them turned out to be something, man. This is success stories that goes on every day, and you one of them in the makings, homie. I'm just letting you know that you one of them in the makings, bro.
It starts right here, and I couldn't even see it possible or happening without this direction, man. So, I mean, this ain't nothing I'm doing just because I feel like, oh, I have to, or, you know what I'm saying? I genuinely like what y'all do, what you guys are doing. A lot of the stuff that you are doing with your business and what is stuff that I'm doing, you know, with the music and writing and things like that. And, you know what I'm saying? So to see somebody actually really doing it but doing something positive behind it too at the same time, I mean, that's really power. I mean, that's power right there, man, you know? You know, there ain't too many leaders out there no more. You know what I mean? Everybody telling somebody something wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Right. And with me, Greedy, you know, I tell everybody all the time, man, you know, for many years I've been doing right, you know what I mean? I've been doing, you know, a lot of other things, you know what I'm saying? But it truly wasn't until I met my wife that I really started being in the public eyesight, because I never was in the public eyesight. I was just in Cincinnati chilling with my team, you know what I mean, and visiting my mother and just relaxing. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like I had to go kick it with nobody. It ain't like I was going to educate no kids or nothing. I was comfortable the way I was living. You feel me? And I wasn't bothering nobody. Just chilling. But with her, it made me want to do more things. And she convinced me that your life could help kids, you know, like my mother was convincing me.
Yep.
So it was like with my wife, it's like, I love spending time with her because that's not just my wife, that's my friend, my partner, and we build together, you know what I mean? So it's kind of different in how other people roll out here, you know what I mean? I don't like kicking it with a lot of people because that ain't who I build with, you know what I mean? I like kicking it with my wife because that's who I build with, you know what I mean? And I don't really like to hang. I don't really like to hang out or none of that, and she don't either. You know, we building something, you know what I mean? Not for ourselves. We building something that it will outlast us, man. It will outlast us at what me and her done built. You feel me?
Right. Right. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it will
man.
Be here way after we gone.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted out of life, bro. You know, and with her and me together, we're a powerful team, you know?
Right. I see it. I'm learning. I'm watching.
That's what a man and woman need, bro. I mean, if you don't get that, man, you ain't going to move right. You know what I mean? Because you study, you know, dipping and dabbing, and you're not concentrating on the total bill. You know, the total bill comes from, hey, we finna sit down. Now, what you want to do, what you want to do. And when me and my wife decided from day one, it didn't take us much later. From day one, we started working together, bro. And we built everything in 09. in 2009, in 2015, we are seeing what we have built. We have seen it grow in 6 years to 150 prisons, educating people, man. You know what I'm saying? That's amazing, bro.
Right. It's going to keep growing, too. It's going to keep growing and expanding.
Yeah, man. So we just love what you got going, nephew, and we want you to keep doing what you're doing, man. Any shout-outs you need to give anybody before we get off the line, nephew?
Man, I just realistically, man, I want to give all the shout-out to you and your wife, man. That's it right now. You know what I mean? I'm not going to take it for granted, and just give me the motivation to keep doing and lets me know that I'm on the right track, most definitely, that if nothing else, that I'm definitely on the right track, and that things could work out in my favor if I just stay focused, you know. So,
that's right.
And that's real, nephew. It's so much. It is so much, bruh, for you to do now that's coming up, bruh. You just can't even imagine, dude. Was waiting on you, man. I mean, that's like people used to tell me the same thing. Rob, you can't imagine. But, man, that what I lived through my eyes and what me and my wife built, it's indescribable, the feeling that I feel every day, knowing that me and her built this from ground up. Nobody gave us nothing, man. I mean, people fell off. You know, people came and went. But we steady kept rolling on the train, and we do that right now. So it's just amazing of the things that I see through my eyes, man, that's been built, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
We wasn't doing all this 6 years ago. We wasn't doing all this. We built this.
I can tell people that the program works, you know what I mean?
Firsthand. Oh, yeah.
So, by experience.
Oh, yeah. Hey, before we let nephew get off the line, we're going to play a couple songs for him, of his songs that's on Volume 2 and Volume 3. And we know how busy nephew is, and we're going to let him roll out. But we're going to keep him on the phone for a couple minutes. We'll be right back with my homeboy, Greedy Gonzalez, in the building. We're going to play that track, Dreaming. Be right back with nephew.
And
I'm sorry. So I'm on my grind, chasing, shaking haters and dope cases, praying to God I make it. We've extended through the storm like usual, going through it. Not only am I born, I'm blessed and sworn to it. God bless the child of holders, owners on my shoulders, off the business, starting fire, going me into the sober, full press on these MCs. Most of them can't be, origin of the hating, come from niggas and ain't we. I live it high, spit it, keep kicking, it's how I get it. Got my ears and eyes open, heads up, or you'll miss it. On a mission for quiet life, new wife and movie night. The click is there tight, keep it strong and move right. Shoebox money gang, a fall from a plane, nigga. Dead broke to millionaire, shit still the same, nigga. I got my back against the wall and I'm still at it. Money and mathematics stacking with bad habits. Opportunity knocks, pay made, made it happen. Mama prayed that I quit trapping, write my life down and rap it. Now it's lights, camera, action, overtime in the booth. It's been a lifetime coming, it finally came true.
Fucking crazy ass dream. Shit. But I holla at ME. Got a song for that motherfucker to record right now.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Streets and Love You Back, hottest radio show worldwide. We still got our nephew Greedy Gonzalez in the building, baby, and he making major moves, man. So don't you be sleeping on nephew, man, because this thing is getting major by the days. Closer to him getting off that thing, baby. You heard me? We out here, man, in a major way.
Hey,
what's good, nephew? We right back at you.
Okay, yeah, it's funny that you played that song right there. That was produced by my partner, RJ Shooter. Rest in peace. He passed away back in 2013. We actually about to do a memorial show for him on Friday, July 17th of this month over at the Dirty Diablo in Mesa. Something that his mom organized, so I'm gonna go over there and perform some of the songs that he produced from the album that we had working on. So everybody's welcome to come out and check that out.
That's what it is, man. Anything else coming up, nephew? Any other events coming up you want to let them know?
Yeah, man, we got the pool party coming up this Saturday, and then I got like every Saturday of this month booked over there at Myers. I seen you guys got the Plexus event going on at Myers too. Is that in July? What day was that?
What day is that on for the Plexus Slim meeting?
That's July 16th, 6:30 p.m. It's a Thursday night. So come on out, have dinner, and get some good information.
Yeah, so we got there's a lot going on just right there at Myers alone in this July. And then I'm going to be opening up for Twista, national recording artist Twista out of Chicago is going to be out here in August, and I'm going to be opening up for that show right there too.
That sounds good, man. And when Twista come, I'm going to come through there and take him them pictures, man, him took back in the day. And I still got video clip on Twista when we used to bring him in to perform in Cincinnati. So definitely, when you go through there, I'm going to definitely come through there and holler at my man. He's going to be real shocked because we used to bring him in Cincinnati all the time back in the day.
Yeah.
And he in the Streets Don't Love You Back book as well with me, him, and one of my artists from back in the day. So, yeah, man, them was the good days, you know, when Twista used to come in the city, you know? That's before his career took off and went major, you dig?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, nephew, we want to say, man, we thank you for falling through tonight, man, and keep up your good work. We'll see you on Sunday at the homeless feed, and we're just going to keep building from here, man.
Already off top. And what do you need anybody to bring for this homeless feed this Sunday?
The wife will tell you, you know, go ahead, babe.
Well, we're going to have the grill, and I think we might have enough meat. Need to get with Pastor Raul about that. But we're going to do hot dogs, prepackaged desserts. We're also going to have sandwiches, water, soda. If anybody can bring fruit, granola bars, cookies, anything like that, that would be great. Anything that's prepackaged that they can just kind of stick in their bag for later. We'll also have some clothes and some personal hygiene products. And you know how we do.
For sure. Well,
yeah. It's always major.
Y'all doing big ones again.
And don't forget, yeah. ladies and gentlemen, our community here in Maricopa will be up at the American Legion, where we're going to be making sandwiches and things like that for the homeless feed for Sunday. So we want to give a big shout-out to Maricopa, our community, and want to give a big shout-out to everybody across Arizona who supports us as well. And don't forget, we got the backpack school supplies drive popping off, you feel me? And that right there is going to be major. You know, we are looking to raise 2,000 backpacks for these children with school supplies, and we have a lot of, you know, places across the valley. So while we got nephew on the line, we're going to go ahead and play that commercial that we had did that's going to let everybody know about where they can go and drop off different things like that far as with the homeless, I mean, the backpack drive and everything. So it's been good, man, and we're thanking everybody for that. So we'll be right back. We're going to do a couple commercials, and nephew's going to ride with us for a minute.
Yeah, what's really good? It's your boy Kenny P. Hot new mixtape out right now, man. Highly anticipated. The mixtape hosted by DJ HD. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing.
Yo, this your boy Born Divine, a.k.a. Born Da Vinci, out in Bodymore, Be More. You already know what time it is. Big shout-outs to the Streets Don't Love You Back Radio. Salute Uncle Rob Boyd and Lucinda Boyd. What up, Auntie? Dante, we holding it down out here on the East Coast. You already know what time it is, man. Young Freeway Nation General, Born Da Vinci, man. IndieBoom.com. Holla at your boy. Not only Street Records, Indie Boom, man. Wu Killer Bees on the Swarm, man. Shout out. Streets Don't Love You Back. Salute it.
Yeah, what's really good? It's your boy Kenny P. Hot new mixtape out right now, man. Highly anticipated. The mixtape hosted by DJ HD. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing. Mic check 1 2 1 2. It's your boy Kenny P. Fresh out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm rocking with Boyd and Lucinda at the Streets Don't Love You Back Radio Show. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing.
Yeah, 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 it's your boy Greedy Gonzalez, and we rocking with the Streets Don't Love You Back Radio Show. Stay tuned in with the big homie Rob Boyd and Lucinda Boyd. Let's get it.
Yeah, we moving all day.
What up, though? Boyd Records presents the old school greatest hits album, a collection and series of classic hits from the Boyd Vault, baby. You Plays Yourself, featuring Pooh, Nasty, RB, ID, Pretty Cool, Sugar, EG, Slim, Goody, and many more. Out now and available for purchase at www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and all online store outlets. Hey,
you
play
yourself. No, 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 you play yourself.
Go cop that.
You play yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself because you didn't play the card that was dealt.
Boyd Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2, available worldwide on every major site, including iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and more, featuring some of the hottest independent artists nationwide. Check out details on thestreetsdontloveyouback.com for upcoming events, merchandise, and more. The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2, available now. Go and get it. But the streets don't love you back.
Don't Love You Back, Volume 3, features some of the most talented independent artists in the nation. Available to you right now on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. Make sure you go out there and cop that and understand what's going down. It's real.
What up, Joe? Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 4. Coming to a platform near you, July 17, 2015, with some of the hottest independent artists in the nation. Available to you on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. July 17, 2015, baby. Make sure y'all go out there and support that, aight?
Yeah.
The streets don't love you back. I come from the air where we move that crap. That was uptown, so we came right back. And every time we left, we had to have that strap. The streets don't love you back. Yeah, I said the streets don't love you back.
What's good, people? This is your R&B pop addiction, Deion Price, and I'm rocking with the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. My new single, Down, is available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and any other online store right now. Go get that. Are you down like you say you down?
What's up? This is Adam T. Young.
And Scott Strasberg.
With Forever Young Entertainment, rocking with the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show.
Yeah, the Renaissance, we on a mission, baby. Da Vinci,
and I'm thinking,
y'all know,
and I'm visioning.
What up, Needles?
Look,
remember Harlem went through the Renaissance? Well, Body Moore's went through the Renaissance, and I'm the leader, so all my G's in the streets, Flame Squad, look here, Blackie. This right here be a piece of my life, everything that I write, if you a part of me. So please pardon me. I guess I'm feeling myself. Maybe this drink, maybe this weed is just making me think a little too much. Investments moving too slow, and the bills piling up got me crying some more. Got my back against the wall, but I've been here before. I treat this music like a block, work no rest for the poor. Like I gotta get it 24/7 and take it on tour. Okay, no looking back, aiming for the moon and what I'm looking at. Baby mama feeling lonely, trying to hold me back, but I keep the blinders on a one-way track. Let a thought touch the jewels, then it's on to the next. Leave my hat where I roam, cause I'm B-more's best. I'm in the prime of my life, I never settle for less. I'm living,
yeah,
you know, I'm living.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. My lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Dear God, I come to you hungry, tired, and weak. I keep it all bottled aside, but I'm about to speak. I'm losing sleep, dwelling on the facts that young blacks get killed by police every day in these streets. It's like the whole planet's living in hell. We feed our kids with money made for drug sales. Every day on Nancy Grace, they show another missing kid's face. Humanity lacks compassion. Family ain't family no more. God, what happened? Why they tip the nose off the Sphinx? I'm just asking. These questions of a man, this wicked world got me losing my faith. The rich get richer while the poor get poorer. America's the new Sodom and Gomorrah. They poisoned our food supply. Man, I'm sick of the horror. We're the creator of all, but it's so hard to see tomorrow.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Brandon's gone, Devin's gone. Resting, so I'm pacing. Grandad died an honorable mason. A deacon, he was quiet and patient. This feel like when I was listening to underground stations like NUR, JPZ, on the JVC. With a cassette and a deck on pause, my life was put on pause. My lovers were on R&B songs. Mary Jane, for example, how can so much emotion be in just one sample? I'm bopping the beat and pampers, pieces of scragglers and food stampers. Happy with just some new pampers. I liked it better when the chronic was damper. I write like the 90s ethic, walk in the door. Exotic, hypnotic, optic. New heads in the place, be loving it. They want more. It's me they adore, like Prince and Falsetto. I was loving rap mixed with heavy metal, so now my foot's on a steady pedal.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime. I put my life. 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 I put my life
my lifetime, lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Don't Love You Back movement presents the 6-year annual backpack and school supply giveaway. And the team is looking to raise 2,000 brand new backpacks and any other school supplies you may be willing to donate to this very extremely cool experience. Now, we have a lot of locations, so listen very closely, okay? These are the drop-off spots. Maya's New York Pizza Bar and Grill on 223 East Brown Road, Mesa, Arizona 85201. Impressive Images on 44480 West Honeycutt Road, Suite 103, Maricopa, Arizona 85138. Longevity Athletics, 44480 West Honeycutt Road, Suite 108, Maricopa, Arizona 85138. Nails for You at 20046 North John Wayne Parkway, Suite 106, Maricopa, Arizona 85139. Hey Maricopa TV / Heart Computer Solutions / MND Design at 20800 North John Wayne Parkway, Suite 104, Maricopa, Arizona 85139. Title Boxing Club, 15090 North Northside Boulevard, Suite 120, Scottsdale, Arizona 85260. Prime Cuts and Sub, 61 South McDonald Road, Mesa, Arizona 85210. Sword and Light Tattoo, 1989 West Elliott Road, Chandler, Arizona 85224. The Loose Cannons Motorcycle Club, 721 North Monterey Street, and that's in Gilbert, Arizona. And we will be adding more spots periodically, so make sure y'all go to the website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, spelled just like that, and find a location near you. Thanks, all right? God bless. And let's go raise them backpacks, baby, baby, baby.
Hey, hey, what it is, nephew? We just shot that commercial, baby. What you think about that one?
Man, oh, that was Jack the Mac.
Yeah. He put that down for us. What you think about that?
I thought it was pretty live, man.
That's what it is, man. So, hey, nephew, I know you're busy, man, and leaning back, man. We want you to go ahead and have a great night, man. Any last words before we let you off?
Man, well, just once again, thank you once again. So I will see y'all this Sunday.
That's what it is, man. Hey, you stay up, man, and we'll see each other real soon, man, and keep it live.
All right, for sure, man. Hey, I love y'all, man. Y'all have a good night.
Hey, you too, man. Love you right back, man. Have a good evening.
All
right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. We're right back with the segment. We're going to keep it moving and grooving. We're going to play a new track on the air, you know what I mean, called Keep It On the Down Low, you know what I mean? Keep It On the Down Low. So that's what it is, featuring Below Zero. We're in the building.
I think I'm kinda on some, so I think I need a little bit to take a rest. Got the new boot parked outside, loud pack, and I think I need the Alizé. Take a trip down Lakeshore Drive, lift the seat back, give a little go slow. She tripping cause her boyfriend called, I tell her answer cause with me, don't know. She going hard on the jury, ow, I took the jewelry on my neck like pink tie. I hit the rim and then I gave it cow. I ain't petty but the chick kinda stay a while. Now I gotta think I'm gon' go. Should I let her spend a night? Well, I don't know. If I get it, hit it right, then she won't go. Run a call her one of friends and I might come.
Keep it on the low.
Keep it on the low.
hey, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide. You just got through listening to the new track, Keep It On The Low. You dig, I'm saying, featuring Below Zero. They're in the building. We're going to be spinning that track every week. So that's a brand new track, Keep It On The Low, featuring Below Zero, all day, every day, you know. So we're going to keep this thing moving, man. And we always glad to be assistance and be a platform, you know. So let's get it in, man. We're in the building.
The paranoia, the shadow people. You start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everyone just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of is steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs, or I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off, just for just maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we out here moving and grooving. We back at you, about to give you some great music.
With the most high, ask him where's my girl. When you made for me to have eternally in my life, think I found my girl.
You are my angel, baby. You're just like a falling star.
What to do? Got an understanding that my past is my past, and you're trying to make it last with me. Go to the future, baby. You stay down, there's no maybes. That's exactly what it's gonna be.
Waiting on daddy to fly. On them G5 jets, first class flights to cloud nine. With a Prada shoes and a Louis bag, Boussier looking fine. Listening like an angel, so bright she could blind. Any guy with 20/20, she must have fell out.
God.
cash, you know, but little did I know what came with that.
Raised in that dead, but in the eagles and the gators, shoes and the kangaroos and the boys is cool. Me and that boy still going to school. Only thing I know is that I wanna be too. Maserati Rick, I'm trying to be like you. Like Rock Ridge and the best friends trying to get me into a kid with a kid. Really big friends and the kid from the zoo. From the turn from the ballers in the Motor City too. That same dude trying to get a meal by 18 like Rob Wolf. Them mean stones and them big toys. Showing up and then showing out with the flies, kid feeling all four. Living like a boss, they the real McCoys and Jordan. Yeah, like Bush Jones and the YBI, Wonderful Wayne. They had fame, these was the richest guys. Nothing on lanes, they had gang. They was flipping major pies, but the streets don't love you back. So the outcome's not a surprise, in fact.
Don't love you back. I come from the air where we move that crap. We doubled up times, we came right back. Man told me left me out of hand, that strap. So the streets don't love you back. Yeah, I said the streets don't love you back. I come from the air, we move that crap. We double up down, we came right back. Man told me left hand, I had a strap. The streets don't love your back. Yeah, I said streets don't love your back.
The Streets Don't Love You Back are bringing hope to the homeless by giving back. The Streets Don't Love You Back feed and clothe the homeless the first Sunday of every month. We are in need of food, clothes, underwear, socks, shoes, blankets, backpacks, and personal hygiene products. To get involved, join us at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com or email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Giving Back to the Homeless. We thank you all for your generous support.
Minds and not with our emotions, cause we out here dying at an alarming rate. This that cold, cold world got you walking on eggshells. Sensitivity on high, most dead in brain cells. Waking up in cell blocks, cooking up with no pots. Attitude with no rocks, not a pocket flat broke, no hope. Left a brother dead in the street, I got the babies growing up with no pops. Pistol popping, dope spots, baby mama's not giving a fuck, right? Left the kids alone in the streets, then fed them new Glocks. Taking over new spots, empty out the whole clip. Death becomes a cycle of life, you see the blood drip. Left a brother cold in the head, Lord keep it so real. Bless us all covered in rare because it's so real. I feel self-elevated, premeditated. My words are coming scribbling scrolls and hope to save it. Life is not a gamble, telling we gonna make it. We all need knowledge of self, unlock these cages.
It's that cold, cold world I'm living in. I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, bus shots is what they're getting up.
That cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Airbus shots is what they giving up.
Nah, I don't get into that heat, they, she, they. All caught up and wrapped up in that replay. They got a bunch of shots stuck until they out of sight. Shame to see them destroyed such a young life. My society, it'll lock us up and shoot us down. Can't win for losing when you living on a battleground. Fuck around and hear them army tanks coming down. They call it martial law, now everybody lock it down. It's a cold world on the block now. Cause after curfew, I heard it got shot down. It's a sad story, but somebody gotta tell it. Revolution rappers are low, can you inhale it? Dope on the street, so somebody gotta sell it. They adding you a number, now they calling you a felon. Still, the fight goes on from the streets, I'm yelling. Ain't never seen a change, so fuck what you telling me.
It's a cold, cold world I'm living in. I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, bus shots is what they giving up.
That cold, cold world.
Never giving up. Pistols in the air, bus shots is what they giving up.
That cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world. Never giving up. Pistols in the air, bus shots is what they giving up.
Shh. 9/11. They think we don't know. Oklahoma City, a
Agenda 21.
They know some of them.
No, but they think most
y'all didn't know I was gonna come like this.
Y'all ain't FEMA kid. The barbed wire is pointed in. These are my current events.
Right.
Infowar.com. Now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking shit. There's a war out here. No one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing. Knowledge is power. Go read some articles. Just spend an hour contemplating Infowars. Or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your drop food. Verify your water.
Don't buy into mainstream media. Don't even bother.
Teach one. Go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, and uncle and daughter. The temperature is rising. It'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying. I will be the cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me. Not my kids, my wife, my friends. No, none of my family. There's a war on information. And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you.
Let's make a decision.
I made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
There's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you.
Let's make a decision.
I made a decision.
Let's get incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
I feel you, Alex Jones.
But not like the TSA.
I hear you, Alex Jones.
I'm listening to what you say.
You got them on the run. They know we're marching their way.
All with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns.
They can't fool us.
We're not the ones.
They can lie to some, but not to all.
As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back. Liberties and all. We ain't playing their games. We're taking the ball.
We're patriots. They best heed the call.
As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all.
There's strength in numbers.
Many hands make light work. We can watch them crumble.
Shot. We are coming, that is all.
There's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you,
let's make a decision.
I made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
There's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you,
let's make a decision.
I made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
1984.
No, 1776.
We ain't gonna be your slaves.
We ain't gonna be your bitch.
We ain't gonna be your punk.
We ain't gonna be your trick.
When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks.
It's just a bunch of bullshit, so feel this.
When we stick, it won't hurt, just a little prick.
Little
arrow, yeah, bet, take a hit of your own itch. This is just a preview of what is coming.
Down the pike, or down the knife.
If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life.
This is not a threat, it's a warning to you.
So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you.
We're standing our ground, don't get too close.
But we are like the sun, you'll get burned like toast.
From coast to coast, and sea to shining sea.
We won't stand for this,
no, none of your tyranny.
If a war on information,
and the planet's a prison.
Inside of you,
let's make a decision.
I made a decision,
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit,
goodbye, good riddance.
With the war on information,
and the planet's a prison.
Inside of you,
let's make a decision.
I made a decision,
let's get incision.
Cut out the bullshit,
goodbye, good riddance.
Do your thing.
Trap money and live lawless. Middle fingers to the world, cause I made it regardless. On the way to the top, I hear them all talking. So I'ma wait at the top and make the stars
hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
New York Pizza Bar and Grill on 223 East Brown Road, Mesa, Arizona 85201. Impressive Images on 44480 West Honeycutt Road, Suite 103, Maricopa, Arizona 85138. Longevity Athletics, 44480 West Honeycutt Road, Suite 108, Maricopa, Arizona 85138. Nails for You at 20046 North John Wayne Parkway, Suite 106, Maricopa, Arizona 85139. Hey Maricopa TV / Heart Computer Solutions / NND Design. signs at 20800 North John Wayne Parkway, Suite 104, Maricopa, Arizona 85139. Title Boxing Club, 15090 North Northside Boulevard, Suite 120, Scottsdale, Arizona 85260. Prime Cuts and Sub, 61 South McDonald Road, Mesa, Arizona 85210. Sword and Light Tattoo, 1989 West Elliott Road, Chandler, Arizona 85224. The Loose Cannons Motorcycle Club, 721 North Monterey Street, and that's in Gilbert, Arizona. And we will be adding more spots periodically, so make sure y'all go to the website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, spelled just like that, and find a location near you. Thanks, all right? God bless. And let's go raise them backpacks, baby, baby, baby.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide. You had a great show tonight. We had a great guest tonight as well. To log on to our website to learn more information, you go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Get involved with a lot of our programs. If you would like to make a donation, you can click on the donation link. We have a lot of programs going on and educating our youth to know to build a better life. We got an intervention program, so please get involved. I'm going to go to my man Will and see if he up before we bust out the door. Will the Pill, you in the building?
What's up, my brother? What's up?
Oh, man, you know, I'm out here making it, man. You know what I mean? Just wanted to holler at you to see if you had a few words to say before we turned it in.
Oh, man, I just want to let you know I enjoy your program, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like other listeners, you know, keep it going because it gives us hope. You know what I'm saying? And Keep your head up.
The bottom line, don't let it drop to the floor. You heard me? So Will just spoke on all that, man. So just stay focused out here. My man Will calling all the way from up there in Michigan, you know, Kalamazoo. So he definitely in the building, you know. And we're going to say, hey, we're glad everybody tuned in tonight. Keep tuning in every Wednesday night. Log on to our website. Like I say, once again, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Get all the information you need. Get involved, you know. And peace and love. And we out. Have a great night.
Yeah. Good show.